This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a driverless Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash, which happened about 9 p.m. local time in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use nearly 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire, as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. Authorities tried to contact Tesla for advice putting out the fire. It was not clear if they received any response. Staying in Texas, Austin, Texas police identify Stephen Broderick, a former Travis County Sheriff's detective, as the man wanted for allegedly killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin, Texas. The detective is also accused of raping a 16-year-old girl last June. The Austin Police Department said the suspect was still on the run early Monday and is considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
In San Francisco, California, what has killed more people, COVID-19 or drug overdoses? Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
In San Francisco, 255 deaths were recorded from the coronavirus last year, killing nearly three times as many, accidental drug overdoses at 713. These numbers are from preliminary data released by the city's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the largest increase in the number of overdose deaths nationwide occurred in March and May, coinciding with the first lockdowns. In a statement, the CDC said the increases in drug overdose deaths appear to have accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fentanyl is behind more overdose deaths than any other drug.
According to the American Medical Association, a sharp increase in drug-related overdoses has occurred during the COVID pandemic. Congratulations to Alex Bowman for winning the NASCAR race in Richmond, Virginia on Sunday. Next weekend, it's Talladega. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Launching a helicopter is no big deal, as the technology's been around for decades. Launching a helicopter on Mars is a whole different story. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is set to attempt to take flight on the surface of Mars on Monday. The vehicle's first flight has been delayed twice as engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab completed extra tests on the helicopter. Should Monday's test be a success, it would be the first time that a human-controlled vehicle took flight on the surface of another planet. Former astronaut Jose Hernandez says it would be an incredible technical achievement. He tells Fox News about the difficulties of flying through the Martian atmosphere.
And you know, the amazing feat of all this is that Mars only has 1% of the volume of atmosphere that the planet has, that our planet has. Now, it's partially offset by the fact that the gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
Perseverance and Ingenuity landed together inside Mars' 28-mile-wide Jezero crater on February 18th. A majority of Americans want to end lifetime appointments for U.S. Supreme Court justices. According to a Reuters poll, less than half are in favor of other efforts to reform the judiciary. The National Opinion Poll conducted on Thursday and Friday found that 63% of adults supported term limits or age limits for Supreme Court justices. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Oh, what a weekend it was, huh? Good to have you back with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's time for the prophecy expert, president and founder of American Faith. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now. Phil, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill, and just looking forward to another great interview and discussion with you about what's happening in our world.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get too deep into it, just a couple things. Got a couple of neat texts from Bill Fetter. He said that he had a great time, that really enjoyed the banquet last night for American Faith, and was very much inspired by all the great work you've been doing.
Well, the gala was unbelievable, and we had so many great people there. You know, I had Ann Dunsmore. You probably saw Fox. Oh, yeah. She is the fundraiser for the Newsom recall. So she's the woman behind the success of that. Mm-hmm. And she's raised money for five presidents. And she looked at me when it was all done and she said, "This is the best gala I've ever been to in my life."
Wow. That says a lot. That's amazing.
Right? Yeah. Wow. We had, if you didn't think patriotism was alive, you should have been there last night. I had my good friend, Colonel Chenet, a Marine Colonel, do the Pledge of Allegiance. I had Kim Walker Smith sing the Star Spangled Banner, and I had a string quartet. I mean, it was it was really
quite the evening. Well, I'm disappointed that I couldn't be there with you. You knew what I was dealing with, but nonetheless, I'm just excited that it went so well. I wanted to get your read on the Prince Philip funeral. I was just so touched by, the presentation of it. It was interesting because, you know, some of the commentators, you know, said it was so dark. Probably they thought it was so dark because there was so much about God that was instrumental and was woven throughout this. And you came away with this, if you didn't have an understanding that the Queen and the Prince were very, you know, religious people, people of faith, you definitely come away after that funeral and realize that this is part of his legacy.
Oh, exactly. And I really do believe that, let's face it, funerals aren't supposed to be happy times. And people forget that. You know, there's a joyful side, but not a happy side. So the joyful side is there is a kingdom of heaven that exists, and those who believe in Jesus will go there. But there's also a flip side of, you know, here's a marriage of 70 years. Put that number down in your book somewhere. 70 years of a man who committed not just to be the husband, but submitted to her sovereignty as Queen of England. Now, I don't know about you, but that to me is a pretty amazing thing, to walk two steps behind the queen wherever you go, and that's your wife. And I think
exactly.
I think this guy gets kudos on every turn. Mm-hmm. And plus, he gets the Guy Award for converting a Land Rover into his heart.
Exactly.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking, I need to do that. I know. My own hearse. I want to go
exactly.
out in my style, not in, you know, the Catholic, not in the Catholic, the Cadillac style of America. I want to go out with a little bit of gravitas.
Yeah, exactly. A little Hudson Pillar attitude. Why not, you know? But he orchestrated everything about that. You know, the prayers that were said, the music, you know, the reference to God and Jesus. I got to imagine some people around the world who have been turning their back on God, you know, this was quite the testimony. And whenever you can be around where Scripture is read or sung, boy, I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit just does his work, doesn't he?
Oh, exactly. And here's a little piece of trivia. I don't know if you picked this one up, but his mother and father met at the funeral of Queen Victoria in 1901.
Oh, wow.
All right?
No, I didn't pick that up.
It kind of put this in the world here. And so if you look at it, his four sisters, okay, so Philip's four sisters would all marry Germans. And while Philip fought for Britain in the Royal Navy, three of his sisters actually supported the Nazi cause, and none got invited to his wedding.
Well, yeah, that'll get you off the list.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. And, but think about this guy. This guy's seen it all. I mean, the queen, she's seen it all. What have you not seen? And experience and what a light, you know. And I realize, look, if you're in that limelight, you're going to get a lot of shots. I don't care what you do, you're getting a lot of shots, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember when Schwarzkopf got after the first
Desert Storm
war. Mm-hmm. He said they asked him, how was it being at the top? He said, well, the higher up the monkey goes in the tree, the easier it is to see his rear end. And so, you know what? It's just part of what happens. If you get higher on the pole of success and visibility, you know, then it's easier to take a shot at a guy. But I don't know. I applaud the whole thing. The big picture, I applaud completely.
Well, it was quite a contrast when you see what Prince Philip had done, as you said, you know, for his queen, for the country. And then you have Harry, who was back in town. And how, you know, what must have been going through his mind? And of course, you know, the monarchy has been ripe with choices that have been made, good and bad. I mean, you know, relationships, all that, we know historically, you know, what's happening. But right at this point in time, with his grandfather, who he cared so much about, I'm wondering if he's trying to rethink some of his choices and decisions that he made. Only sidebar.
Oh, I know. If I'm him, you know, because there was an instruction not to wear the uniforms, right? Because he'd been ousted.
Right.
And I'm thinking, if I'm him, I'm thinking, you know what? This is probably a pretty dumb move on my part, you know, to rebel against all the thousands of years of tradition and history. And try to make some statement, whatever that means, a statement of rebellion against the way I was treated or the way my wife was treated. I don't know. If I'm him, I'm thinking, you know, this wasn't my best move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially, I mean, you're talking, you know, Oprah Winfrey within weeks or a month of that interview and his I mean, it wasn't like he didn't know his grandfather was passing away. You know, Phil, it was like the time when, you know, I got a job offer to go to New York. And it was really tempting because it was to work with somebody that I had a lot of respect for. And I had to think about it. And I knew that my dad was of failing health. And I told him, I mean, it was really interesting. Both he and his wife they hotboxed me. You know, they literally hotboxed me to, come to New York. And I so wanted to, because I've always seen myself, I don't know, there's, even though I'm a California boy, there's just something about New York that's always been special for me, even though it's a little wacky right now, okay, given that. But
right.
I had to make the decision. I told him, I said, the deal breaker for me is that I know my dad doesn't have a lot of time left. And I can't imagine being 2,000 miles away and getting the call that my dad has passed. I just cannot live with that. But those are choices individually that we make. And you know what? I'm glad I made that decision. I was grateful for the opportunity and the invite from some very neat people that I respect. But that was my decision to make.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now.
Yep.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Anybody here looking for revival? Yeah, on hearts and a man. Anybody looking for revival? Yes, sir.
with him 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with my good friend, prophecy expert, president and founder of American Faith. Before we get into the world reaching its tipping point and how it relates to biblical prophecy, Phil, I just want to get your read on this rhetoric that's flying around. Auntie Maxine, now she wants to be Auntie Maxine Waters, is at it again. I mean, steering up things, creating an expectation that is very, very dangerous. And her rhetoric, at least the way I heard it, boy, I'll tell you, you talk about adding, you know, fuel to the fire, and with insurrection, rhetoric throwing out there. I mean, she's done this repeatedly, and nobody can seem to clip her wings and bring her into control. She has no desire to modify her speech or mollify it in any kind of form or manner that would be, constructive.
No, she's insane. I don't even know the way to put it. I mean, Kerosene Maxine is just lighting fires and torches everywhere. I really think she's missing some screws somewhere. I mean, something's just like, this girl ain't thinking. And, I know she's, 80, 82, I think is her age. So, you know, she's got enough time on her that there could be a couple things going loose here. But when you say, you know, respect the chair and shut your mouth, I mean, you know, at a hearing with Fauci, I mean, you know, come on, right?
Yeah.
Politics is supposed to have a little bit of fire behind it, but she's gone over the top. I think it was Taylor Greene who compared her words, you know, and said, hey, wait a minute. You impeached Trump after he incited, you said he incited violence for marching peacefully. What are you doing right now? You're inciting violence in Minneapolis and so forth. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think this is a moment of craziness and McCarthyism, if nothing else.
Right. Well, it's dangerous at the end of the day. And I keep hoping that maybe, you know, you talk about being at a tipping point, that maybe we're at the tipping point of insanity where finally it just, you know, common sense has to come back into play, and we're able to see this, for what it really is, because the Democrats and anti-Maxine, kerosene, Maxine Waters continues to inflame things. And, what are we talking about? I mean, how many people are in her parade at the end of the day? I mean, this is really a perfect example of the tail shaking the dog, that most blacks in America, most minorities, people of color, they want to get on with their lives. They want common sense. They want to, you know, be able to have conversations with their neighbors again, that somebody isn't going to get so insightful. Or even like what you mentioned with Jim Jordan having a conversation. I mean, it was not a conversation, it was a hearing. And Fauci is there on behalf of the people, to answer questions for the people that the people are asking. And Jim Jordan's just asking a question. And Clyburn, I don't know what Congressman Clyburn as a chair was doing, because, you know, in the past, when you've seen Republicans who have been chairing different committees, they don't cut off the members out of respect. They, even if you're just like halfway through, or maybe you might even be close to time, they give you that time to get the answer to your question and move on. Clyburn did none of that. He rejected, and then Maxine Waters chimes in and says, just shut up. Are you kidding me? And Clyburn, I mean, he's got the backbone of some, you know, wet noodle. He can't even use his position as the chair to chastise Maxine, to say, you know, that's inappropriate. You know, that's not even civil. When you're talking about a colleague here who is, you know, here acting on behalf of, you know, his constituency, you know, that's unacceptable. And nobody has said anything, including Nancy Pelosi or any of the leadership. They just allow her to get away with it. And then you wonder why she makes all these statements if it's not, telling people to go after and chase after all Trump, you know, cabinet officials and, you know, search them out in the desert, in the seas, in the, it's like, you know, when they're eating all this, it's like absurd. But all this, to your point, adds to this tipping point in society, and you're thinking, you know, how much more can we handle before the inertia of this negativity and lawlessness takes over, Phil? that there's no coming back from it?
Well, I think we have one model in history that helps us, and that's the French Revolution. So, you know, the French Revolution is known for the guillotine. And, you know, you take your opponent, you chop their heads off, and, you know, and they were pretty effective. I mean, they chopped a lot of heads off, and they could do it really quick, really efficiently. But what turned, a lot of people don't know this or don't remember this from their history, is that what turned that whole French Revolution away from that was they got so good at beheading the opponents that even the opponents or even the those in charge of the guillotine started getting their heads cut off. And so what happens is when it goes so crazy, things flip and they go, nobody is safe anymore. Mm-hmm. And finally, the public of France concluded, we can't go on like this anymore. And that's what I think is going to happen. I think, you know, God gives, let's just use the American people, but every people. God gives every people an opportunity to meet the challenge of their hour. And whether it's, you know, the 60s, revolt against structured society and because of the Vietnam War, or whether it's what we've got today. And God says, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? Are you going to sit back and be quiet? Are you going to, you're going to resist this and stand for liberty? And I think this is a great American test period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you're right. And it's not only America. Sometimes, you know, and people in Europe, they always think, oh, you Americans, you're so arrogant. You think it's all about you. And in this particular case, you're exactly right. It's more than America. I mean, because think about it. Think about all the globalist conversation that enters into the political bloodstream. I mean, we're talking globalism like we've never talked before. So whether it's a pandemic, whether it's political decisions, I mean, the ramifications are far reaching. You know, Joe Biden deciding that he's going to suddenly talk again with, with the mullahs of Iran and on and on. And then we've got Afghanistan that we're moving out of, which I got to imagine that your former Marine officer friend had a lot to say about moving out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, let's face it. I mean, if Joe had any understanding of global affairs before, he certainly lost them today. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to have a sense of what do we do here with whether it's the border of Mexico or Afghanistan and what's happening there. I mean, ISIS has already announced they're coming back. Thank you, Joe. I mean, that's really what's happening. I mean,
send bullets, by the way, on your way out. Just leave all the bullets and ammunition, everything behind, because we can use that down the road. And, as one insider said, Phil, he's doing this on the fly. And that's what it looks like. And, oh, yeah, by the way, lest people forget, has Joe Biden been right on anything, you know, when it comes to, foreign policy? I think he's batting 1,000%. He's been striking out in every turn.
You know, someone said, I don't know who it was, but, you know, the people get the leaders they deserve. And,
yes.
Whether it's because we didn't know how to fight against fraud or whether we've sunk to a new low, but there's a lot of truth in that. I mean, this is kind of the result of what, you know, the last 60 years of moving away from God has given us.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt we're paying a big price. Ronald Reagan did say that a country that finds itself no longer under God will be a country gone under. And boy, I'll tell you, we are, as a nation, we're coming closer and closer as each day passes, Phil.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you know, here's the good news. The good news is that we've got stamina, we got God, we got prayer, so we got a few tools in our box.
Amen, and we should use it profusely. Phil Hotzenpiller, prophecy expert, president, and founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil. Take care. Godspeed.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a driverless Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash, which happened about 9 p.m. local time in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use nearly 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire, as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. Authorities tried to contact Tesla for advice putting out the fire. It was not clear if they received any response. Staying in Texas, Austin, Texas police identify Stephen Broderick, a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective, as the man wanted for allegedly killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin, Texas. The detective is also accused of raping a 16-year-old girl last June. The Austin Police Department said the suspect was still on the run early Monday and is considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, in addition to being better for the environment, think about this. Electric and electrified vehicles, what we call PHEVs and EVs, can be more convenient when it comes to fuel and less expensive to operate than gas-powered vehicles. With EVs dominating headlines, the EV boom is about to go into overdrive. EVs have seen a steady increase in popularity over the last several years, but there are a few things first-time electric car buyers should ask themselves before going green. Just in time for Earth Day this April, the executive editor for AutoTrader, Brian Moody, is back with us to, you know, share everything that you need to know when considering the switch to a more eco-friendly vehicle. Well, Brian, looks like this could be the year to make that switch to electric vehicles, huh?
It could be. There are more and more choices, that's for sure, and I think that's one of the things that's driving the interest, is that there just are more vehicles available. Earlier, you know, say in the development of electric cars, there just weren't that many, but as more and more cars become available, then we're in a good position to let the market decide which ones are good and what people need, and that's where we are now.
Well, they've come a long way, haven't they, Brian?
Yes. Electric cars are now have longer range. They're more engaging to drive. I think that one of the things is that Tesla sort of taught us what type of electric car people really wanted. Before Tesla, they were largely developing economy cars, small cars, hatchbacks, that kind of thing. But now we have, of course, Tesla. The cars are very quick. They're good looking. But now we have competitors from brands like Jaguar, Audi, Porsche. I mean, those are great cars, whether they're powered by electricity or not. It just so happens that the electricity makes them even more fun to drive.
Do you think it's interesting, Brian, as long as you've been in the business in that, how it cycles back to performance at the end of the day, right? I mean, the car still has to perform.
Right, and I think that's a really good point because it's this is how the market is sort of angling. People want what they want, and mm-hmm. and if you don't give them that, they'll find a way to get it. So I think of it this way: there was a time in this country when station wagons were very popular because they were convenient, they were roomy, they were spacious. Well, they stopped making station wagons, and what do people get now? SUVs that are basically station wagons, but just lifted high off the ground. So the same with electric cars; they're going to go for what they want, no matter how they have to get that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, what are the top three things that you find that we should consider before buying an electric vehicle?
The three things I would consider before making the switch to an electric car is price: how much do you want to spend? The size of the car that you want, and the range that you need. Those three things will determine a lot. And it's worth keeping in mind that, on the whole, electric cars are a little bit more expensive than gasoline-powered cars. So you have to decide carefully within those three.
What about the issue of battery life in that? Have they pretty well fixed that now?
There's always going to be issues with that. I think that, you know, you can find information on that. But on the whole, I think if you look at the Toyota Prius as an example, mm-hmm. Toyota Prius is a hybrid gasoline-electric car that has a small battery and electric motor. Well, those cars all over the country have hundreds of thousands of miles on them, and there's no widespread problem. So I think the technology is able to support durability and reliability, but there's one other thing to keep in mind. These components that people worry about, the batteries and the drive components, they typically are warranted for a longer period than the rest of the car. So if you're getting a Honda, Toyota, Nissan, whatever, the typical warranty on the battery and those components is 8 years or 100,000 miles. That's pretty generous.
Wow. That's good. That's great. Yeah. Well, that definitely brings in a lot of peace of mind there. So how can we determine which EV models best fit our lifestyle?
Well, similar to how you would with a traditional gasoline-powered car. You need to take your stuff, and if you go for a test drive, whether they bring it to your house or whether you go down there, make sure that your stuff fits. The fact that it's electric doesn't automatically mean your golf bags fit.
Right.
Your pets, the same thing. How many kids do you have? Do you tow? Those are all important considerations.
No, that's excellent. We're talking with Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, about going electric. I mean, this is all, you know, all in theme with, you know, Earth Day coming and more people making this consideration. What is it, Brian? Is it, the leaning toward electric vehicles? Is it a green deal type of decision? Or is it, like you said, that we're starting to see them all over the place, that we're reminded that, hey, these things must be working pretty good, and whatever idea we may have had about electric vehicles before, this is not your grandfather's electric vehicle.
Right. And I think it's important to consider all of those things, and that's what's driving, I think, interest, is that people see someone on the street going, oh, that guy has an electric car. Well, mm-hmm. seems to be working out just fine for him. There are also incentives, government tax rebates and those kinds of things. You know, at one point, if you had a Nissan Leaf, depending on what state you lived in, you could basically be driving a brand new car for $99 a month and zero gasoline charges. Well, that's pretty enticing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
All of those things together. And here's my opinion, though. I really do think that if the average family drove an electric-powered SUV, and that SUV was priced at $32,000 to $35,000, maybe even $40,000, I think they would like it. I think they would really find it to be something that fits their needs and that's enjoyable to use.
Exactly. Brian, what's the difference between a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, and an all-electric car?
So an all-electric car, also called a battery electric vehicle, just only runs on electricity. That's the only way it works. You plug it in and you drive it. If you don't plug it in, it won't work. Or when it runs out of juice, it runs out of juice. A hybrid is like, say, a Toyota Prius from the 2000s. Mm-hmm. You gas it up. It uses a small electric motor to help you get better gas mileage, and that's how it works. You never charge that up either. But there's a new category called plug-in hybrids, and what you do is you can plug those in if you choose. Mm-hmm. If you don't choose to do that, you can drive it around like a regular hybrid. But when you do plug it in, you'll get 15, 20, 30, 40, even 50 miles of electric-only range. So you can drive around on electricity for your errands during the day, 40 miles, 20 miles, whatever it is, and the gasoline engine never turns on. Now, once the electricity is out in a plug-in hybrid, so you're on a road trip,
right,
the gasoline engine takes over, and now it works like a regular hybrid. So those are both all worth considering, but your needs and your habits are probably important to consider before you decide.
Brian, any more with the technology and the way it's developed, is this switch from electricity to gas as the car, you're on a road trip and all of a sudden you're out of electricity, it switches over, is it pretty seamless or is it really noticeable that you have switched from electric to gas?
Well, it's like any car and anything, the adjusting the seats, listening to the radio, whatever it is, the good ones, it's seamless. Mm-hmm. The ones that aren't done so well, you can tell.
Right.
And, you know, there's a car that Ford used to make. It was the Fusion Energy, which was a plug-in hybrid. When it was in electric mode, it was great. The switchover wasn't that smooth. They're not going to continue to make that car, so that's one that you would have to find used mm-hmm. if you wanted one of those. But most of today's cars, when it switches over, I'll give you a perfect example. There's a Volvo. The Volvo X60 Recharge, which is a small SUV that's a plug-in hybrid, when the electricity goes away and the gasoline engine kicks in, you almost can't tell.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. Speaking of used EVs, you know, should shoppers be looking at new or used EVs?
I think you're okay to look at used, but I would consider new and or lightly used cars to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that, that the warranty on these batteries, which can be expensive to replace, the warranty on the batteries and the electric components from manufacturers, mainstream manufacturers like Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chevrolet, all those, they're typically 8 years or 100,000 miles. And so that's a lot of time. So if you bought a three-year-old, let's say a Chevrolet Bolt,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be fine. There's lots of warranty on the battery, too. Now, if you buy a 15-year-old electric car, I don't know how it was cared for. I don't know if they took care when they charged it. I don't know if it was in extreme heat. I don't know any of those things.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. you know, that's something to consider. I'm not saying don't buy it, but it's just something to consider when you are looking for a replacement car.
Makes a lot of sense. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader. Brian, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Well, you can go to autotrader.com, and we actually have our list of the 10 best electric cars for 2021, and there's a wide variety on there at different price ranges, and even including some of those plug-in hybrids we talked about.
That's awesome. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot. Always great to have you with us. Take care, buddy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and it's time, yes it is, for Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Good weekend, everything, all things considered. Uh-huh. Pikes Peak is up there, still above the people's.
Yes, it's still there, and I was in Denver all weekend for a swim meet for my daughter, and she did well, and it was a great weekend.
Well, good. Wonderful. Well, interesting. I don't know if you caught much of the Prince Philip funeral or the whole thing, but I was particularly impressed. I was talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier in the hour about, you know, my assessment on this, and I just thought, what a man of faith Prince Philip was that we didn't know a whole lot of, and then we're finding out also the Queen herself is very spiritual.
Yeah, you know, I confess that I have not been much in the news flow this weekend. So, you know, I think the most poignant thing I thought about was I did see that one really, really heartbreaking image of the Queen sitting in church by herself.
Yes,
and,
right.
You know, it made me think in our world of celebrity where we elevate people to, you know, like demigod status. I mean, not literally, but we treat them as if they're different. You know, even the Queen of England, at the end of the day, you know, after 73 years of faithful marriage to this man, she sits alone. And she has to deal with the very human reality of death. And I think sometimes we think that people who are famous are somehow immune to the vicissitudes and, you know, the things of life that the rest of us normal folk have to deal with. But, you know, even the Queen of England, as powerful and amazing as she has been and as long as her reign has been, you know, she has to confront this reality too. And it's a pretty sobering reminder, but I think a healthy one in a celebrity-focused culture.
And at a time also when we realize that we're all human and we're all subject to our failings. I mean, here she is in her latter years. I mean, she'll be 95, I believe, this week. Wednesday is her birthday. And which I'm sure will have certain, just as you say, certain emotions wrapped around it, you know, because the prince is not going to be there to celebrate her 95th birthday with her. And meanwhile, she's got a family that's a bit in tatters.
Well, it is.
You know,
tatters.
You got Harry that shows up that is quite the contrast. I mean, the living contrast to his grandfather, who surrendered his earthly ambitions to serve his queen and his country.
Right.
And then you got, and gosh knows, I mean, Adam, you and I are just, I mean, that's a whole other world. You know, the monarchy and living in that sort of thing, God only knows. And I mean, and there, the history is loaded with, you know, people who have been in the a monarchy, who have left it because they just, you know, wanted to be normal, have a normal life. And
but,
you can,
but the reality,
you can,
though, is yeah. anybody who gets married, at times there are going to be challenges that you cannot foresee that mm-hmm. are going to ask you to make maybe big, maybe small, maybe somewhere in between sacrifices for your spouse.
Right.
And that's just part of the deal, whether you're an unknown pauper or the king and queen of England. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the king, but you know what I mean.
Right. No, exactly. Well, no, but still, I mean, he's a royal and was a royal. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, and I think that, you know, people are looking to see, is there going to be some sort of interaction between you know, William and Harry, and there seemed to be a minimal amount. They appeared to be civil and, you know, that sort of thing, but there wasn't any, you know, moment that they could come out where, you know, they were hugging each other and people were, right. were thinking, okay, maybe there's going to be some sort of reconciliation, because I still maintain the Queen is open to have yep. all her children together
yep.
and, you know, squared away. But, you know, she's dealing with this. She's dealing with, you know, the Andrew,
yeah,
you know,
mess.
Situation. You know, it's just all this stuff, I mean, that's going on. But, you know, and hopefully William, you know, William appears to be, you know, pretty together.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's not having, but again, it reminds us that, hey, we're all fallen individuals. And, you know, if you've got time and you can put them on their prayer list, especially in this position that they're in and what the Queen is going to be going through until the day she dies,
yep.
You know, for all that she's contributed, not only to Britain, but the world. I mean, she has been an incredible force of contribution to the world, has she not?
She's been around a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. she's. When did I don't have the dates in front of me, but I mean, what, pre-World War II? I mean,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know, she's been around since FDR and Stalin and Hitler and Churchill. I mean, you just think about the people who have come and gone. You know, it's most of the 20th century, right? You know, anybody
yeah,
who did
exactly.
anything, and she's still here. It's really, you know, quite remarkable. And, you know, I wanted to say, you know, with regard to Prince Harry and Prince, his brother, I want to say Prince Philip.
William.
The other one. Yeah, William,
William.
Thank you.
William,
it's one
yeah.
of those English king names. I saw a headline, and I didn't read the article, but it was something like, you know, a lip reader says, here's what they said, talking to each other. And I thought, well, doesn't this just kind of illustrate the point, you know, of the level of invasion and how difficult it is, you know, that you have people reading these people's lips trying to figure out what they're saying to each other. And I, you know, I felt like Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah, I was of two very different minds. On one hand, I was sympathetic to a lot of the things they talked about. And on the other hand, I thought, well, what did you think you were signing up for? You know,
yeah.
What did you think was going to happen here when you did this thing, when you got married? And, but again, we long for transcendence in our culture. And you and I have talked about that. We look for it in lots of different ways. And I think the monarchy is evidence of that, people's fascination with it. There is a desire for something bigger than life. But again, as I said a few minutes ago, even for the royal family, you know, death comes for all of us and we all have to yep. reckon with that.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, her reign started in February of 1952.
Okay.
So,
World War II, but she was around.
Yeah, no, she was definitely around because she was active, because her father was of ill health, and she already started to make some movements. Of course, her husband, Prince Philip, very active in World War II. In fact, he was there, you know, when the Japanese surrendered.
Mm.
He's on his ship right there. So it's just, you know, right nearby. So as you say, witnesses of history and makers of history, all encompassing. I mean, it's just a remarkable life. And I think in watching the funeral, there were some cool parts. I mean, a Range Rover he designs. I mean, everything about this whole funeral, this is the way it's going to be. I mean, military disciplines and, scripture reading. I had to smile because I'm sure some people who were tuning in that have turned their back on God were reminded quite clearly that he was a man of faith. The Jesus word was used with liberality.
Wow.
The word of God was used liberally as well in song and in speech. I think it was quite the testimony and send off as he rests in peace and realizing the next life, as you say, that we will all have to reconcile on that day. So so it's up to you individually to decide what kind of next chapter in eternity will you have?
Yes.
And
what are we living for here today?
Exactly.
What ultimately matters? And we live in a world full of distraction. I was driving through Castle Rock, which is a small town or medium-sized town between Denver and Colorado Springs, and there's a big open space, and I thought, man, I'm glad that there's that protected open space because otherwise it just gets congested and filled up, and we use every available piece of land. And I thought, how much more so our spiritual lives? If we don't protect intentionally some open space in our souls, it just becomes a chaotic mess. And obviously, the plugged-in angle here is that we have all sorts of entertainment media that vie for our attention, and some of those we can really enjoy, but it's also good to be intentional about that so it doesn't eat up every bit of open space in our souls.
Without a doubt. What did you think about Chosen? We've got the second episode that's out now.
Well, I loved it, Bill. I mean, I think Dallas Jenkins he's hitting an absolute out-of-the-park home run, helping us to see the life of Christ from a dramatized and admittedly an imaginative perspective, but one that I think is theologically absolutely grounded where it needs to be with the understanding of who Jesus was. There's not revisionist history trying to undermine core theological things. I think it's kind of shocking in a good way just to see depictions of stories that we're familiar with, but maybe you've never thought about from that perspective before.
Yes, exactly.
Well worth your time. It's available on the Chosen app, and I believe the second season is available on VidAngel, and the first season is all over the place. I think you can find it on YouTube. I think it's on Netflix, a number of different spots.
No, I agree. It's quite the blessing, and as Dallas says, look, if you haven't seen one, don't go to two. See one, so it'll help you with the context and help you appreciate the style in which this story is being told. And he's just done a great job. Great movies there, DVD and streaming at PluggedIn.com that you reviewed. New Gods. Was it Neza?
Neza
Reborn.
Yep.
Arlo the Alligator Boy. We love Arlo the Alligator Boy. Thunder Force, Concrete Cowboy, and more right there at PluggedIn.com. And I would also encourage you to help make a difference and support the cause of what Plugged In does on behalf of our families and all of us, and make a donation and support the cause. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thanks, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.